Father, just ask your blessing upon your word. We may understand it and be all the more ready for every possibility in our lives. Grant your blessing in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said some very strong things to people that surrounded him in his day. On one occasion he's talking about how that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account in the day of judgment. That's one thing that's absolutely certain. We can't escape it. Every one of us are going to be judged. Those who are without Christ, who are not forgiven, will suffer the judgment of being expelled from the presence of God. It's an awful thing. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. But it's not often thought that all of us will have some input into that. We're going to be there. You see, when a Christian... When a Christian is saved, he is saved from the judgment with regard to sin and death and hell. But he's not saved from being judged by the Lord. Even a believer is going to be judged by the Lord, what they do, what they say. Every idle word that men shall speak will give an account in the judgment. So that's applicable to everybody. I've got to give an account for this, what I'm doing now. I don't do this right. I've got to give an account for it. See, it's all of us. We've all got to be examined by God, and it's a very serious matter, really, you see. And, of course, a lot of people listening to the Lord say these things. They're saying to themselves, who is he? He looks the same as us. They don't realize who he is, you see. It's the authority of the Son of God coming from heaven with the message. They don't want to see this at all, you see. And so they say this. This is the question that they ask in Matthew chapter 13. We would see a sign from you. Show us something that will make us so sure that you got the authority to say these things and tell us these things. We'd see a sign. And the Lord says, an evil and adulterous nation seeks after a sign, but there shall no sign be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Now think about that a moment. Jonah, the disobedient prophet, was told to go and preach and warn the people in Nineveh, great city, wicked city, but he was told to do that. He didn't want to do it. Like a lot of us don't want to do some things, which means that we could suffer for it. We won't be liked. That's why a lot of people don't preach or witness, because they think, oh, they won't like me if I tell them this and that the other, you see. And because he didn't want to do that, so he tried to get away from God, which is hopeless, because you can't really. And he paid the fare on the ship to go to Tarshish, and he thought he'd get away from God, but he couldn't do that. Well, eventually the people in the ship threw him into the sea, and he was swallowed by the whale. This, you know the story, that Jonah was swallowed by a big fish, and then he was brought up out of the stomach of the big fish, and the fish spewed him out onto the land. So really, he was 3 days and three nights inside the big fish, and then he came to life again. Now, the Lord said, no sign will be given apart from the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, the Lord Jesus went into death, died. And then the third day, he rose again, so the Lord Jesus is alive. And the Lord Jesus is saying, in the same way that Jonah was assigned to that generation in Nineveh, so he himself would, by his death and resurrection, be the only sign granted to people like us today. The only way that you will know anything about God is, first of all, the cross of Jesus and the resurrection life of Jesus. It's the only sign that's given to us today. That's why I preach Jesus Christ crucified and alive. But the only message worthwhile preaching, because that's the only sign that God will honor. Now then, I said just now, we're all going to be judged now, and the Lord Jesus gives us an insight into the great judgment, and I think this is very often not understood. And so this is why I wanted to share it with you here this morning. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so the Son of Man shall be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment and shall condemn this generation, because they repented the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Now, what does that mean? Well, when the judgment takes place, at some particular stage, a great crowd of people, listen to this, 120,000 of them, 120,000 people are going to suddenly stand up and point the finger at all these other people who are lost, who have not repented, and they're going to say, "You should have repented. We did when Jonah came. We had heard that Jonah had died in the stomach of the fish. We heard that Jonah was alive again, and we believed God, and we repented, and God saved us, and you should have done the same." And they point the finger at all these people, and they can't say a word, because a greater than Jonah is here. Jesus is greater than Jonah. Not only that, all of a sudden, they see a lady standing up, all on her own. Beautiful, one of the most beautiful women in the whole world, from way past in time. And they all began to whisper, "It's the Queen of Sheba. Queen of Sheba, what's she doing standing up there?" And she points at all the people. She says, "A long time ago it was when I heard about Solomon, how that he wrote this book with all these choice sayings of wisdom, and I wanted to know whether he could answer my questions about God. And I went to him," she says, "and I listened to him, and I became convinced that what he was saying is true. But what really settled it was this," she says, "I looked around at the people in the court, and I saw the way they lived, and I saw their faces. There was a joy in their faces, and they were obedient, and they did what they were told, and they were living godly lives, all of them." And she said, "They were singing about the Lord all the time." And she said, "I was absolutely convinced these people are happy. Happy are your people, Solomon," she says. "Happy." She said, "When I first came, I could hardly believe it. But only half of it's been told me. It's all very, very true." And then she pointed at them and says, "Listen, there's a greater person here than Solomon. And we know who that is, Lord Jesus." Yeah. So I think it's quite remarkable that this, the Lord should tell us that this would happen. That you see, people have a chance to repent. People that you live round about all the time, you see, if you live a life that will convict them and show them that you're right because of the way you live, you see, they can repent and they can turn. People in Nineveh did, and Queen of Sheba did, and so we are trusting and hoping that in this world, as we seek to live for the glory of God and talk about the one and only true sign from heaven, the Lord Jesus, his death, his resurrection, that God can bring people to himself and they'll repent. Father, we thank you for this time together, and we thank you for these words that we've read, and particularly we hear the voice of the Lord Jesus telling us about this great, tremendous event that's going to take place, the judgment. We thank you, Lord, that because you came and died and rose again, we need not fear the judgment for our sins. But we are still responsible to you. Help us to be your obedient children in this world. For the Lord Jesus' sake, amen.